The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
And this is the Space Show. Now, we're going to be having a feature about space junk. And I'll explain exactly what that is shortly. But first of all, let's get into the mood with a song by a group called Devo. And guess what it's called? Yes, Space Junk. That song was called Space Junk, and it was by Devo. The first man-made objects to orbit the Earth were Sputnik 1 and the core stage of the R7 rocket that put it into space. Already then, in 1957 October, the ratio of useful satellites to what is now called space junk was 50%. Since then, that ratio has fallen. Today, there are over 22,000 trackable objects orbiting our planet, of which around 1,000 or even fewer are functioning satellites. Already, several satellites have collided, creating thousands of more fragments and enormously increasing the risk of further satellite collisions. Not to mention the deliberate explosion by the Chinese of a Fengyang satellite in an anti-satellite test. Now, you may have seen the article headed Orbital Vacuum No Dyson in yesterday afternoon's MX newspaper. I'll read it to you in case you missed it. Swiss scientists are to launch a janitor satellite with flexible tentacles that could sweep up space junk within 5 years. Clean Space One will be sent to remove thousands of bits of man-made space debris orbiting our planet at speeds of more than 28,000 kilometres per hour. The rubbish comes from old rockets, abandoned satellites, and missile shrapnel. The Swiss satellite will get hold of the orbiting debris and throw it back into the Earth's atmosphere, where it will burn up upon re-entry. The debris has become an increasingly serious problem. NASA reported last year that the amount of space junk had reached a tipping point, making it increasingly difficult for scientists to plot a course for spacecraft to leave the planet. Said senior scientist Donald Kistler, "We've lost control of the environment." The intention to design and launch Clean Space One was announced last year by Swiss Institute of Technology École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne. And there are, as the article goes on to say, there are about 22,000 orbiting objects big enough for officials on the ground to track, and countless more smaller ones that could do damage to human-carrying spaceships and valuable satellites. So that's the article that was in the MX. Now, the problem is so serious that the European Space Agency held a conference on orbital debris mitigation and the problems it can cause earlier this year. Now, Australia in the past has taken no interest in tracking and identifying orbital debris, being content to ignore the problem and leave the task to the United States' NORAD. Even New Zealand has had an optical tracking station at Mount John for many decades. But the problem has become so serious that Australia's new satellite utilisation policy now recognises the threat it poses to our access to space. And we've covered that policy in earlier editions of the Space Show. Now, a few days ago, the retiring United States ambassador to Australia spoke about a new initiative between Australia and the United States to counter this problem. Geoffrey Blush was giving a farewell speech at the National Press Club in Canberra.
And we tackled threats in near space. You know, all those satellites that are orbiting our planet in near space, that is the central nervous system of all of our networks and all of our communications. We are at risk if any of those are intentionally attacked or if they collide. And the debris alone from a collision could bring our systems all crashing down. So last year in Perth, the United States and Australia made protecting satellites our new priority. Together, we're building a network that will provide nations information on the orbits of satellites and also about space debris, and that's going to make tracking more accurate, and it's going to reduce the risk of accidental collisions. In short, on every dimension, every space, virtual space, on the ground, and up above, diplomatically, economically, and security-wise, we're moving forward to foster cooperation in this region.
The outgoing American ambassador, Geoffrey Blush, speaking recently at the National Press Club during a farewell speech there. Now, you might think, well, okay, why don't we just shoot the things down? After all, we got missiles, we could just send them up and blast them to bits. Well, you see, that's what has been done before. The Chinese did this with their Fengyang weather satellite. And guess what? It almost doubled overnight the amount of space debris. And there's thousands of them now just from that one explosion. No, if you bust them up, if you make the things collide, they just shatter into myriads of pieces, each one of which is a danger. So this idea from the Swiss might be the way to go. Although who's going to pay for it? Heavens knows. Well, Poison Okies was a group in 2001 that recorded this song. It was called Shoot Down Sputnik. So maybe that's the way to go. Well, no, I've just said it isn't the way to go. But anyway, let's see what they've got to say about shooting down these satellites.
Thank you.
if I hadn't told you that was recorded in 2001, you'd think that was recorded way back in 1957. Shoot Down Sputnik by the Poison Okies.
Where today's community news makes conversation, the great southern sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.